Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where coaches who are not quite ready to hire a team can learn sufficient skills in tech, marketing, and systems to bring their business forward and become profitable enough to make their first hire. Let's get started with your host, Alverne Ballard.
Hello, this is Alverne, and you're very welcome to today's episode. We'll be looking at 100 small business ideas for women and how to make your first $10,000 online. Let's get into it. So Marion was bored at work, so she quickly went to Google to look up small business ideas for women. You see, Marion knew fully well that she was made for so much more than corporate job. Can you relate? Ever since she was in elementary school, Marion dreamt of running her own business. The biggest problem that she faced is not knowing what kind of business to start. So over 50 years ago, there was not many options available when it came to starting a low-cost business. However, with the invention of the internet, there are now so many options available in a variety of categories. So if you're like Marion, let me know if any of these sound familiar. You're constantly bombarded with amazing ideas every week. It would be nice if you had a business partner to get started with you. Okay, you don't need a business partner, but it'd be great. A business coach to show you the way is one thing that you crave. The ability or inability to take action is the one thing that's holding you back. You have $10,000 or less available to invest in a small business. If only there was a way to find a resource that acts as a bridge to help you on your business journey. In this episode, you'll find an amazing list of business ideas that you can use to get started right away. And you'll also learn what you need to do to find your first paying client or customer. So, big question, do you need a business plan? For many years, I was led to believe that my attempts at starting and running a successful business failed because I didn't have a business plan. The folks at Dragon's Den, Shark Tank, and The Prophet will cringe when they hear what I'm going to say next. You actually don't need a business plan to start a business. There, I said it. This is especially true if you are not quite sure what exactly you want to do. It is also true if you are not looking for outside investors or a loan or anything like that, any kind of external funding. The truth is that you can start working with clients right away if you have a system in place. If you're offering software as a service like Todoist or ClickUp or any of those kind of software platforms, then you need a business plan. So depending on your business model and the funding required to get the business off the ground, you may need a business plan. Maybe you just want to be super organized and put everything down in writing. I have a blog business plan resource available if it is you really need to, you know, access some sort of a business plan, because I know very well there are many resources online where you have to pay for it, but mine is available free of charge that you can use. I've left a link in the show notes. You need to head over to successunscrambled.com/EP221 in order to get access to the business plan that you can get for free. So how do you go about funding a business? You may or may not need a business plan, but how do you fund it? Depending on where you live in the world, there are several ways to get funding for your business idea. Funding for your business also depends on the type of business you want to start. Here are some questions you need to consider. What's your business model? How do you plan to get your first five customers? Who will you be selling to? Is it a business to business, business to consumer? What equipment is needed to run your business? Where will you conduct your business? How will you process transactions? Are you going to accept credit card? If you are, how are you going to do it online? Are you going to do it offline? What does the customer experience look like? A person running an e-commerce shop will need a different set of business tools compared to a coach or a consultant. Spend some time carefully considering the type of business you want to run in order to figure out the funding. If you have an idea, or if you have no idea what you need to get started, then there may be ways that I can help. I am planning to run start a business challenge. I've left a link in the show notes to the page where you can go and sign up to express your interest in taking part in this challenge so you can get your business quickly up and running, whether it is the middle of the year, the start of the year, depending on when you listen to this particular podcast episode. You might have a plan to start your business in September, or maybe you want to start your business in January, or maybe just after Christmas, or maybe in just before summer. So no matter what time of the year, you can start a business at any point in time. It doesn't have to be in the new year. So head over to the show notes again, successunscrambled.com/EP221 to get access to the show notes and see the link for the Start Your Business Challenge. So your business can be funded by family, friends, a bank loan, a business grant, or using an overdraft, or maybe a credit card. Now, listen carefully. I am not a qualified financial consultant, so it's important that you get the right financial advice on how to fund your business responsibly. But those are the options available, like I mentioned previously. So next up, we have, who is your customer? A few years ago, when I got started in business, I had no idea how important this is for entrepreneurs. Don't worry if you have no idea who your ideal client avatar is right now. The most important thing is realizing that you'll need to get clear on the person in order for your business to scale. So to get started, you may not need an ideal client avatar, or you know, to know exactly who you're going to serve, but to scale your business, you need to really get clear on that. Promoting your business is vital to getting your clients to sign up with you. However, if your message is not clear, then your potential clients will not take action. Here are a few things you'll need to know about your audience: their age range, gender, where they live, you know, country, city, do they live in a house or an apartment? That this is all dependent on if it's, for example, you're an interior designer, you need to know if the person is living in a house or an apartment so you can actually supply them with the right design for their particular, you know, living conditions. You need to know the neighborhood that they live in. What does it look like? What are their daily, weekly, monthly, or annual challenges? Outline their biggest needs, the kind of problems that they're trying to solve, their deepest desires and dreams for them and their family. In terms of their biggest fears, what are they today? Do you know their, you know, short-term and long-term goals? Any idea on their good and bad habits? What gets them excited? The stuff that annoys them? The passion projects that they are currently working on? Where they spend their money most of their time online. List the kind of items that they spend their money on when they get paid. What type of podcasts do they listen to? Which software and apps that they use? For example, they could use a banking app. Maybe they use a cryptocurrency app. Maybe they use, you know, gaming apps. You know, it depends on your particular client. If you know, you know, what they use, where they spend their money, where they spend their time, it will help you to make sure you put the message in the right place at the right time using the right messaging. So a secret to ensuring that your marketing message resonates with your potential client is getting to understand them, you know, back to front, I suppose. You'll also need to use the language that they use when expressing themselves. Your customer journey. So earlier in this particular episode, I asked about what your customer experience looks like. There are actually two aspects to the customer experience. The first is how they felt after interacting with your brand or business, which relates to your brand messaging. On the other hand, you have the journey of how they become a paying customer or even a repeat buyer. So for example, with a hairdressing service, it could be simply placing flyers in letterboxes, a potential customer shows up and gets their hair done. And obviously there's repeat business after that. However, if the hairdresser did a good job. However, a business that offers software as a service, for example, like booking.com, yes, it's a travel company, but what they actually offer is a software platform where you can actually book your travel arrangements, whether it be accommodation, etc. And that experience looks very different. So I've included an image in the show notes of a typical buyer journey. If you're a regular listener or reader of mine, you'll know the whole buyer journey, I suppose, look and feel. But again, head over to the show notes, successunscrambled.com/EP221 to get access to the show notes. What may look pretty simple at first may actually be a lot more complicated. There are 5 stages to the buyer journey from marketing, from a marketing or promotional perspective, and your audience is at a different stages of a journey all at the same time. So there is awareness, interest, consideration, conversion, and retention. You need to cater to everyone by ensuring that you have, you know, I suppose, marketing messaging at each stage of the buyer journey. So now that you know more about, I suppose, funding, about your customer, about the journey, let's focus on you, how to find a skill. If you're like me and you don't want to transfer your corporate skill into your business, then listen up. I worked for 18 years in the corporate world as a salesperson. My last role was as an account executive. However, for most of my corporate life, I was very interested in working as a marketer. You're probably thinking, but isn't that the same thing? Well, actually, let's just say it's one coin and there's two different sides to the one coin. If you want to understand the difference between marketing and sales, I've left a link in the show notes where you can, you know, I've done a comparison between marketing and sales because a lot of people get it wrong. It means that I needed to develop the marketing side of my abilities and niche down to doing an area that I actually enjoy. The best way to develop this new skill was by learning and implementing what I learned. I suggest that you do the same for yourself. If your business requires you to have a certification before practicing, then work on getting that certification. Here are five places where you can find courses available at affordable prices. Udemy, Coursera, Skillshare, Teachable, and Domestika. Again, I've left that information in the show notes. As you will hear, the options to grab a skill are endless for anyone wanting to explore their abilities. And each of these platforms have thousands, some of them even hundreds of thousands of courses. If there's one thing you need to find as a business owner, it's this. Discover those skills to keep your happiness levels at an all-time high. You may decide to settle initially, but only offer the skills that you thoroughly enjoy over, you know, in the long term. So maybe you start the first year in business, you may start doing stuff that you really don't enjoy because you're trying to figure out, you know, what is your sweet spot? What do you really enjoy doing? And by year two and three, you get closer and closer to it because you figure out the stuff that you don't like and stuff that you truly enjoy. Now, let's look at 110, I suppose it is, small business ideas for women at the time of recording this podcast. The list could be much longer by the time you listen to it. Now that you have some background coaching on things you need to know before starting a business, let's look at a few small business ideas for women. First up, we've got quick start business ideas for women. Getting started in business doesn't have to be difficult. Here are 8 business ideas that you can start over a single weekend. You can rent a room, put your car on Turo for rent. You can offer an experience tour for an Airbnb. So you can just, you know, decide what you want to give a tour. Maybe you want to give a tour of Manhattan, or maybe you want to give a tour of Queens, or maybe you want to give a tour of the San Francisco Bridge or whatever it is. Of course, depending on where you live, etc., some tour companies tourist boards require that tour operators actually have certification. But where I'm based, you can become a tour guide without having any kind of certification and put up your skills or your tour experience, so to speak, using Airbnb and offer it at all. Obviously, it depends on, you know, what's going on globally and in your particular country in terms of health restrictions, etc. Right. Now, become a celebrity double. I know this sounds interesting and crazy. I discovered this only a few weeks ago. And it is just amazing the amount of money you can make as a celebrity double if it is that's something you want to do. Rent out your own bike. So maybe you have a bicycle sitting at home and you haven't used it in a while. Do you know what? You can rent your bike. Rent out your bike. Sign up as a delivery driver, something that you may want to do. I believe there's a lot of companies out there that actually offers this for people who want to be a delivery driver. You can actually host students. So depending again on where you live, there are a lot of college exchange programs where you can, where students come over to different countries to learn English or maybe to learn something else. And you can be a family host for students. Rent out your camera. Did you know that's something that is possible that you can do? So if you have a really, you know, high-tech camera, you can rent out your camera on an ongoing basis. So in these examples, you can take something that you already have and rent it out with very little effort and investment on your part. Just clean it up, take pictures of it, and list it. If you'd like to sign up or learn to know how to become a celebrity double, I've left a link in the show notes for that. So here are some detailed instructions on how to rent a room and how to rent a bike. So first, how to rent a room. You check out the look and feel and price of other local rooms in your area. Declutter other areas of your home. Spruce up the room by adding a few design enhancements like painting, hanging in new curtains, adding blinds, replacing old carpets, adding lamps, and get professional photos of the room and list it for rent. Next up, you've got renting your bike, your camera, or your car. Check out again listings of the different similar items on different websites. Take a note of what the reviewers on those items said, especially people who disliked the experience. Take a note of that so you know what not to do. And also, of course, what to do. Get items cleaned, take professional photos of them, write eye-catching descriptions for each item and add them to the respective listing. Create your listing, add your content, and then set the item live or publish it. Okay, next up, we've got other people's property. Depending on your circumstances, you may not have access to your own resources, which means that you'll need to get creative. Here are 7 business ideas using other people's property. First, you can buy abandoned storage units and sell off the items. Purchase high-value, low-cost items at garage sales. Buy liquidation pallets and sell off those items. Sublet a room. Purchase abandoned properties and flip them. Start selling on Amazon as an FBA seller. Purchase property for no money down and rent it out. It will take some time for you to develop a knack for spotting items that will sell for a higher price online. However, you'll get better and better at it over time. I myself was an FBA seller once upon a time, and it's not something that I can say I would enjoy. One of the reasons why I stopped doing it is because, you have to, I suppose Amazon damages a lot of products that you sell. So I would bring stuff into Amazon directly and they will sell my items for me. And there are a lot of them that was returned because they've got dented them, cracked, broken, all sorts of things. And I just thought it was, maybe it's, just my tolerance level, but I don't understand why Amazon broke all my stuff before selling it. Well, not all, but a lot of the stuff that a few of the items that I was selling on Amazon as an FBA seller. Right. So how to go about buying liquidation pallets, abandoned storage units. Head over to Google and enter abandoned storage units or liquidation pallets. Take a look at the results and more carefully at the items for sale. If you are not sure if the item will be profitable, list the item for sale on Facebook Marketplace or other local listings. Yes, I know that sounds crazy. You don't even have the item, but you're going to list it for sale. Well, there are clever ways in which you can do it. List it for sale. The reason why you're doing this is that you want to see what the response from the market is like. Remember to calculate the shipping cost for those goods, shipping those goods locally or internationally. So the price you're going to be listing it at should include shipping, is what I'm trying to say. So based on the interest and the feedback, you can decide whether these items are sellable or not before you actually buy those items. Okay, so the abandoned storage units, you probably wouldn't know for sure what's inside them. But the liquidation pallets, you would be able to see. Sometimes they actually tell you what the items are. So drop shipping business ideas for women. As someone who did drop shipping for a while, yes, I did drop shipping as well, I can tell you that it can be quite easy to get started. There are two to three ways to get started in drop shipping. You can start a clothing store on Shopify selling the items popular brands or specific niche items. Develop a printer demand store on Shopify using Printful. You can also develop your own store on WordPress using a WooCommerce plugin, sourcing goods from top brands. This will require you to learn the skill over time, but you can get started at a pretty low cost. So how do you go about starting dropshipping online? Okay, make a monthly budget of how much you're willing to invest in your dropshipping business. Even though you will not be purchasing inventory, there are other ancillary costs that you'll need to take into account. For example, you need to run Facebook ads or Google ads to your store in order to get your first set of buyers. Yes, I did that as well. I had to run ads to my store. There's a specific way to get it done, which I'm not going to talk about because it's a podcast, not a training session. So decide what kind of goods you would like to sell and who is your audience. Choose a name for your shop and write a tagline from your mission statement. For example, you may only want to sell baby clothes made from cotton, like ethical cotton, cotton sourced ethically. Find 1 to 5 suppliers of these items and check them out thoroughly. Order a few items to test the products to gauge the quality and shipping times. And here are 6 wholesalers that actually offer the ability for you to do drop shipping. Wholesale to be AliExpress, Worldwide Brands, Doba, SaleWho, Wholesale Central. Again, I've left all of these resources in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/EP221. Choose a dropshipping platform, an e-commerce platform where you can process orders and sell those goods. 5 of the most popular e-commerce platforms include WooCommerce, Shopify, BigCommerce, Groovecart, and Commerce HQ. The 2 popular dropshipping platforms include Dropify and Orbello. These platforms help you to automate your dropshipping businesses at scale when you need order fulfillment. So to explain this, I know this is something like, what is the difference between the dropshipping platform and the e-commerce platform? So the dropshipping platform is the sort of the in-between, processor, for want of a better word, that you use to process the orders and to, I guess, sift through all of the wholesale products available. So when you go to the wholesale platform, you'll see lots of goods there that you can use, that you can sell. And then when you set up your e-commerce store, it's empty. But you want to find a way to categorize all of the stuff that you find on your wholesaler. And when someone places an order, you want to be able to do a hands-off processing of that order. So once they place the order on, say, for example, AliExpress, once someone places an order on your store, you need to go manually, when you're doing manually, you need to go to AliExpress or Wholesale to Be or whatever, buy the item, pay for it, and then ship it out to that person. Obviously, ship it out based on the price. So you buy it at one price and sell it at a higher price. But that actual manual processing can take time out of your day. And that is what the dropshipping platform does for you automatically. They process the orders for you so that you wouldn't have to manually go through that whole process of adding the shipping costs, sending it out to the company that does the actual shipping of the item for you. It's done automatically through a dropshipping platform. Oh my goodness, that is so much information for you to take in. And I hope that doesn't confuse you too much. But again, head over to the show notes, successunscrambled.com/EP221. So you'll know that this is a possibility for you and the kind of tools that you need to use in order to get this done more efficiently, especially when you start shipping like $100 a day. I mean, that takes a lot of time. Yes, you can hire someone, but still it takes a lot of time to get done. Okay, the next step is to sign up to 2 or 3 of the wholesalers and start listing your items for sale on your store manually if you don't want to buy the dropshipping platform, or if you want, use Dropify or Orbello. And then you can run ads to the items for 1 to 3 months and check to see how that goes. The good thing about dropshipping is that you can test items to see, you know, obviously you're going to have to use probably something like a Facebook page or whatever to, you know, see how this goes for you, for your business. Okay, this is not a sort of a tutorial on how to do drop shipping, but that was just a small nugget of how to get started. Okay, next up, we've got creating products for sale. If you're a creative person, you may get more satisfaction from developing your own line of products. Here are 5 things you can sell. You can create your own candle brand, develop your own line of beauty products, create printables that you can sell on Etsy, design a brand new clothing line to fill a gap, develop a unique food item like gluten-free cookies, create a vegan soap brand. So that's actually 6 items, not 5. This option will require you to conduct some market research so that your product can fill a gap in a marketplace. You don't want to just, you know, decide to create your own vegan soap brand or your own candle brand when you haven't, you know, done a bit of market research. Now, here are some few tips of how to start a candle business. One of the best business ideas ever is starting a candle making business. You see, like beauty products, selling candles are like gifts I keep giving. Why? Because even right now, as I'm talking to you, I have candles lit because it helps me, I don't know, it gives me inspiration, I suppose. And I use candles all the time. It means I'll have to buy candles. So when you're in the candle making business, just like beauty products, people have to buy, you know, makeup, you know, every month or every 6 months or how many ever time it is. People have to buy candles every, you know, month or every 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. And they are repeat buyers for you. So first, you'll need to decide on what is your unique selling point about your candle brand. This is important to help develop a unique selling proposition for your candles. Based on your USPs, as they are called, develop your first batch of candles and take high quality photos of your candles. Set up your own online candle shop. You can use Shopify again for this. Upload photos to your candle creations. Give them out as gifts. I know the very first batch, you can give them out as gifts to your friends and family, but be sure to include a voucher where they can get 10% discount off their next purchase. Get feedback from your receivers. So people who receive them, ask them for feedback, testimonials, and then put those testimonials in your store. And feel free to run ads to your store for the first 1 to 3 months. Okay, next up, we've got virtual assistant business ideas for women. Many businesses need help to grow their business or just to outsource overwhelming tasks. Here are 12 ways you can help any existing business. Graphic design, business manager, operations assistant, marketing coordinator, bookkeeper, social media manager, Pinterest manager, web developer, web designer, Facebook ads manager, writing, proofreading. As I mentioned previously, you may need to develop the required skill before offering it as a service. So be sure to check the 5-part platforms I had outlined earlier where you can learn a new skill at an affordable price. So how to become a virtual assistant? The path to becoming a virtual assistant is simple, but it requires a certain level of confidence to pull it off. I know I mentioned confidence. I personally use this method to make my first $10,000 online in less than 12 months. So I know it works. Again, like I mentioned, I did other business before, but this one is the one that resonates with me the most. You'll need to decide what type of services you like to offer and develop a brand name for your business. Create branding, including a logo for your new business, and make a list of the packages you like to offer. If you are not quite sure what skills you'd like to offer as a VA, head over to Udemy and learn a new skill that excites you. When you're happy with your business name, branding, and packages that you like to offer, develop a portfolio that has an about section, about you section, who you work with section, the services you offer, and how someone can go about contacting you. Then head over to this particular Facebook group. I've left a link in the show notes that hosts what we call a Swap It Sunday, where you can get your first 2 to 3 testimonials. Again, I've left a link in the show notes where you can go and head over to that Facebook group and get your first 2 to 3 testimonials. Okay, next we've got becoming a coach. You may not be that kind of hands-on person to assist small businesses with tasks. However, you may be able to offer solid practical advice as a coach to help entrepreneurs become unstuck. Here are 10 types of coaches the market needs. Personal development coach, life coach, money mindset coach, super important, financial management coach, business strategy, marketing strategy, business operations, parenting coach, fitness coach, and nutrition coach. Many coaching programs require you to become a certified coach before you can start practicing. Do your research to see what you need to do and follow the right protocols. If you are getting started in business and you're looking for some sort of person, coach, someone to help you, you know, just get clarity on what you want to do, because obviously this is 100 different business ideas and, you know, it seems overwhelming and you just need someone to sounding board, I suppose, a coach to help you, you know, step in the right direction. Because I know very well when it was my turn to get started in business, there was nobody available. to help me along that path. No mentor, no coach, no nothing like that. And this was years ago. Now it's so good. There are so many different, resources, courses available. But if you just need someone to talk to just for an hour, you can take advantage of my 1 hour coaching package where I can help you step in the right direction, you know, to get your foot in the door, so to speak, especially if you want to start a service-based business. I know a lot of ways where you could get started, programs that's available, you know, because there are a lot of programs available that work, some of them that don't work, etc. But if you need help, I've left a link in the show notes to my coaching package. Feel free to take advantage of that, book some time in my calendar, and we can have that talk before you get started, so you get more clarity on what you need to be doing to get started in business. Okay, so tradesperson business ideas for women. One of the areas that have a great need is that of tradespeople. Of course, you'll need to work under someone as an apprentice first before setting up your own shop, unless, of course, you've been working, like, for example, in your parents' business for a while, so you already know how to do any of these particular trades. So here are 16 skills that you can learn to offer a trade in your local community. You can be a plumber, electrician, mechanic, pest control, locksmith, jeweler, shoemaker, hat maker, welder, tanner, tiler, bricklayer, builder, painter, seamstress, or even a tailor. And just in case you haven't noticed, like, for example, people like the royal family or anybody of those celebrities, they have their own seamstress or tailor that actually custom made their clothes for you. So don't ever think that any of these that I've listed here are, I suppose, demeaning work. Plumbers, electricians, mechanics, all these people make a lot of money because very few people are going into this particular industry, especially women. I would like you to count on your fingers how many female or woman electricians, plumbers, mechanics, pest control people that you know. There are very few people who are in those particular trades. So don't at all feel that it's something that you shouldn't be doing because people look down on that. Please take your time, decide if these are the best fit for you. I know I'm a DIY person myself, but I wouldn't be into trades. I'm more of a DIY in terms of technology. Okay, so the ability to do any of these are quite possible, especially if it's something that you enjoy doing every single day of the week. I mean, if you enjoy it, then get stuck in. So consulting business ideas for women. If you've worked as a vice president or you've been part of a C-level suite, it's possible that you can offer advice to other businesses in the form of consultancy. This can be achieved by becoming a fractional C-level assistant for 6- and 7-figure businesses or even startups, people in technology startups. Here are 5 examples of titles in demand. The CMO, Chief Marketing Officer, COO, Chief Operating Officer, CEO, Chief Executive Officer, Director of Sales, Chief Financial Officer, CFO. At first, it may seem impossible that you can offer help to any business for just 1 to 5 hours a month. One example where you can find a list of potential clients include a place called Founders Gigs. You can start working as a fractional C-level executive by offering your services from as little as 5 to 10 hours a month. Now, we've got working with animals. If you enjoy working with animals, then there are several ways you can use this skill to generate an income. Here are 8 ways that you can do so. You can become a dog sitter, pet sitter, dog breeder, pet grooming, open a petting zoo, dog trainer, cattle farmer, and beekeeper. I know beekeeper is not necessarily an animal that you think of, but it's there. In each of these examples, you just need one client or your first animal to get started. Of course, if you already have a land to start a farm, it will be a lot easier, or even a homestead, it'd be a lot easier to become a cattle farmer or a homesteader. You can also use that land to start a petting zoo, especially if you're concerned about animal rights or if you want to start saving animals. Now, we've got neighborhood business ideas for women. If you're the type of person who prefers to build lasting relationships with people in your community, then running a local business may be just what you need. Here are 8 business types that you can do locally. Babysitter, lemonade stand or local shop, baking bread for your neighbors, after school club, local handy person. So it could be cutting lawns, fixing things, all of those things. You can grow organic food for sale in a sort of small garden that you have. You can develop a plant nursery, and you can become a house cleaner. Many of these ideas require very little capital to get started, and they are mainly built on trust from your local community. Now for some investment business ideas for women. Are you one of those lucky people to have access, let's say $20,000, $50,000, or even $100,000, but you want to get that money working for you? A good way to increase your income passively is through investments. While investing has risks, it also can produce great rewards over the long term. If you don't believe me, look at Warren Buffett. Here are six business ideas for investors. We've got peer-to-peer lending, trading on Forex, buying stocks, investing in cryptocurrency, purchasing NFTs, and property investing. Again, you can head over to the show notes, successandscramble.com/EP221 to get access to all of these amazing business ideas for women. It's important to spread your funds across several areas rather than placing all your eggs in one basket. Now, a bit of a warning from me. I am not a qualified financial advisor at all, so investing can put your money at risk. It's important to get the best advice possible before making any investment decisions. Okay, next we've got digital business. Developing a digital business that generates passive income revenue after 3 to 5 years takes a lot of time, energy, and patience. However, it is totally doable if you're willing to wait to experience these rewards. Here are seven business ideas that you can use to create and generate passive income over time. Number one, you've got Blogger. And one of the things I forgot to mention is that you can actually buy an existing business. So, for example, a blog, or you can buy an existing blog that's already generating income. So you don't have to wait 3 to 5 years. You can jump the queue, basically. You can become an IG influencer, affiliate marketer, a YouTuber, or YouTube influencer, a course creator, an email marketer, best-selling author. The key thread that connects each of these businesses is the fact that you'll need to develop a community or a following of raving fans. If you don't have the funds available to buy a blog, here is how you can get. Here's some information about how you can get start a blog in 10 days or less. Starting a blog can be a simple process depending on the platform you like to use for your blog. The platforms available include Squarespace, WordPress.org, which is a self-hosted platform, which is the one I use, Wix, WordPress.com, Weebly. If you are not a tech-savvy person, you may want to stay away from WordPress.org for now. When you are ready to make your blog more professional, consider using a platform like WordPress.org. I've created a free course where you can learn how to start your blog in 10 days or less. I've left a link in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/EP221 to get access to this free resource where you can start your blog in 10 days or less. Feel free to dive in and find out how blogging can work for you, or if it actually is for you or not. Next up, we've got the arts. Now that we are on a home stretch to showcase business ideas in the creative space, it's important to remember the arts among us, or the artists, should I say, among us. Here are 13 business ideas that you can do with your creative talents. You can become a singer. You can do songwriting, DJing, commission art. Commission art, obviously, you just create art based on people's requests as opposed to just creating pieces for the sake of it. You can do food photography, catering, cake decorating, become a chef, interior design, decluttering, meal planning, home renovating, and become a wedding planner. It's amazing how many small business ideas for women exist in today's economy, yet it is difficult for the average person to choose one of them from this huge list. I can tell you from experience that finding the perfect business idea that will suit your personality can be difficult, but it is actually doable. So now that you have over 100 small business ideas for women that you can choose from, you start realizing that you face a different problem. You're probably wondering what I'm talking about. Well, you'll start suffering from something called analysis paralysis. So if you're a multi-passionate entrepreneur like me, it will be even more difficult for you to decide what kind of business to start. My advice is to start with the one that gives you the quickest return on investment. Whatever you do, if you plan to start blogging, don't start just a regular blog. Make sure you start a blog in the food or parenting niche if you want to get a quick return on investment. I've left a link in the show notes to show you the most profitable blog niches available, so you can see them stack rank. Parenting and food blogs, bloggers and lifestyle bloggers are the top three that make money really quickly, as well as many others. I've left a link in the show notes to this. If you need help deciding, you need a coach for an hour to help you, you know, decide on a business that will help you make your first $10,000 online. Again, I've left a link in the show notes to my coaching service. You can click on that link, book some time in my calendar. You would require to pay a fee to get access, an hour access of my time, where I can coach you on what you need to do next, depending on the type of business that you want to run. There's a form that you need to complete to make sure that you are a suitable candidate for my coaching service. Of all the small business ideas for women that I shared, the one that gets you paid in 30 to 60 days is becoming a virtual assistant. Maybe you want to invest in one that gives you passive income in the long run. So becoming an influencer on YouTube can take 3 to 5 years to see results, but you'll get passive income for years and years and years to come. If you need resources to help you become a VA fast, check out How to Start a Service Business. I've left again a link in the show notes to that. So over to you. Do you have any small business ideas that you'd like to share with women?
This episode of the Success Unscrambled podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be the first to learn how to exponentially grow your coaching business with more tips and tricks in tech, marketing, and systems. That way, you can become more profitable, allowing you to hire a supportive team. Remember to leave a 5-star rating with valuable feedback so that we can continue to bring you content that gives you results. See you on the next episode.